Resonant frequencies of the room here then articulated by speech. Natural resonant frequencies.
Thank you. Thank you. sending for Pepsi.
Okay, so welcome everyone. We're going to be talking about women in politics with Esther Noël. Welcome and thank you for coming.
Thank you for the invitation. Great to be here.
As an introduction, could you please tell us a bit about your involvement in politics in just like some broad strokes?
Yes, I'm a local councillor in the 2nd district. I'm non-aligned, so I'm independent since the end of 24. And I'm doing this since 22, actually. That was a by-election, and that's where I entered politics, so to say. But parallel to this, I'm also a civil activist. I'm the head of the local section of the European Federalists in Hungary. The Union of European Federalists, it's a pan-European civil organization. We are working for making the European Union better, to deepen integration, and to make the EU more efficient.
That's amazing. That's a wonderful, honorable job that you do. We need people like you. I looked up, and in Hungary, women started to be able to vote in 45.
Yes.
Which is not even 100 years, which is really crazy to think about. Do you think that where we have come with gender equality in politics is matching the less than 100 year time period.
Absolutely not. And the problem is that in Hungary, the development is not like a linear development. I think this, since especially 2010, we have a backdrop in that. Also now we can see that there are no women in the Hungarian government.
And we're about the only country in the European Union.
The only country in the European Union, and also we have 15% women in the parliament, which is way, very far away from the real representation in the society. And I think that, well, we are lagging behind a lot in Europe. Even globally, there are some Muslim countries which are ahead of us in for women in politics, for the number. I think it's there is a lot to do in this respect. And I also feel that it's difficult to be in politics as a woman, because when you go public, they criticize how you look, what's your age, what you wear, what you say, and it's really not a positive.
Yeah,
you are much more targeted, and we could also see that the president of the House of the president of the parliament, he even said that he especially hates women in politics who are in the opposition. You know, like
That's a wonderful thing to say.
Yes,
yeah.
women in the parliament, they were extra targeted with really sexist and bad comments.
Preparing for this conversation, I had some hopeful tendencies. Like I wanted to ask you in general, like, do you think politics are masculine? But just after these few sentences, I do believe it.
I really hate when our prime minister is saying that women, the politics is so dirty, it's not for women.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that politics is a mirror of our society, because politics belongs to a society, and politics is as good or bad as we do it, as we make it. And in my opinion, there's the reason why politics is so dirty is also because there are not enough women there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a male's club, and they think that they can allow themselves whatever. And in my opinion, if we manage to increase the number of women in politics, it would automatically be a little bit better.
Right.
But of course, I have no illusion, because among the women, of course, we can also find there is diversity among women as well.
But we're just talking general tendencies.
Yes, yeah. General tendencies. But because it's so homogeneous and so much male dominated,
right,
it is really not a very friendly place,
right,
to say.
But I also wanted to ask, like, do you think that having like a gender quota, like forcing a parliament to be 50-50, is realistic or helpful, or do you think that could?
At the moment, I don't see that it's realistic in Hungary to push through. But what we see, we can talk about countries like Moldova, which is the eastern neighbor of Romania, and on the other side, Moldova has Ukraine as a neighbor. They have a 40% gender quota. It doesn't matter which gender, and it worked really well. And we see that wherever they tried to put in a gender quota, it really helped. It offered places for women. Because the problem is that men don't want more concurrence. Also, we see in Hungary that there are more women who have finished university, who have diploma, who have higher education. And on the other hand, they are not there in the leading positions. So they also, I used to work for the foreign ministry, and I could see in the foreign ministry half of the lower level people, diplomats people, they were women. But the higher you go, the less women there were. So there was a glass ceiling. And among the ambassadors, there were like 90% male and 10% women, which is absolutely not. Understandable, because there is no reason for
that. Exactly, and as you were saying, like it was said that politics is a dirty job, which I think is very ironic, because women are capable to do the dirtiest jobs of all. Like they are acting like we are not in connection with nasty things all around.
In some cases, also, but what we can also see is that most dictators are not women.
So, yes, exactly.
And also, they say that corruption is lower among women leaders.
And have you had that experience working with women in these spheres? Like, do you connect with them on a different level?
Actually, in the district council, mm-hmm. where we have the council meetings, I can also experience intimidating tendencies. We have a male mayor and we have three male deputy mayors. And in the council, there are like almost half women, but the council membership is really the lowest. Mm. I could compare it to the ministry. Like right. at the lowest level, there are the women, but in the top jobs where they earn also a lot more money, they make the decisions, it's only male.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And they are dominating, you know, they don't want to allow more people inside. Also, politics in Hungary is an interesting thing because we don't have limitations of mandates. Like, we have mayors who have been mayors like 20 years, 30 years.
I kept wondering in these elections, like, how is that not one of the basic pillars of democracy to have a limitation, like, just to make sure that nothing.
I think it's a great idea from Péter Magyar to limit the mandate of a prime minister in two terms. And I think that there should be a limit of mandate for the members of parliament, for the mayors, for the council members even, because this could help the renewal of the political life. And this could also help that people would feel closer to politics, because the problem in Hungary, politics has a very bad reputation, because this government that we have really lowered the level of politics, and people think that, oh, they are on the top there, they are all corrupt and bad guys, and we have nothing to do with them, and we even turn away from politics because it's so dirty. But this is a really bad tendency, because if normal people turn away from politics, they don't read the news, they won't know the details of the thing, they only need the billboard campaign in the street, and then the politicians will do whatever they want, so there won't be a control, there won't be any checks and balances, you know, if we right. let them do whatever they want. And if there is more possibility for normal people to enter politics, to become member of councils, the parliament, whatever, then it would get closer to the people. Right. Because politics is, after all, how we organize our life. How we build up our country, how we organize public services. So it concerns everybody, really.
And if you separate politics that much, then the motivation of people getting into politics will be soured as well.
Absolutely. And I think I also think it's a really bad tendency when politicians who are there, they say, I don't deal with politics, you know. There are right. some mayors who say, oh, party politics is not for me, you know, like, and it's like sugar-free sugar, you know. At least you have to say it openly that politics is not a bad or a good or a bad thing in itself. The way you do it can be good or bad. And we would need good politicians.
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to ask, like, back to the gender issue, like, do you think women and men have different motivations going into politics? Because as you mentioned as well, you're working in the social circles as well and giving back to the community. And I don't know if it's just a presupposition, but I would think that women are more likely to go into politics out of empathy and not need for power or not just like status.
Of course, there are women who are eager to have power, probably as well. But what we can see is in the civil sector, there are so many women working, and they are usually the volunteers. They are the people who work for empathy. They work because they want to make Hungary better. You know? They want to care about people. They want to help the poor. They want to help the minorities, etc. But in the positions where there is money, there is power, we don't see that many women. So in my opinion, the motivation is more to contribute for women, if we want to I don't like generalization, but of course women are more related to taking care and to helping others. Right. And also what we see in Hungary, there is a tendency of rivalization, you know? Like it's really a male thing that I have to be bigger than the other one. I have to be more important. I have to dominate the others, and because it becomes like a little bit a toxic atmosphere.
And if you want to get to that level, you have to play by their rules. So that
exactly. Yeah. And also there is this the network theory shows that if a minority is at around maximum 10% of a big group, then the minority has to behave like the majority.
Right.
That's why when there are too few women in politics, then they will have to be even more aggressive than the male. So they have to play by their tools. And that's why there would be, we would need a quota, in my opinion. It would be very, very helpful, because then women, normal women, could also enter this right. arena, and we could give another input. You know, we could contribute to a more cooperative way of doing politics, because what we see now, that it's always usually male-dominating parties competing with each other, and it's always like this narcissistic tendencies, like you know, this almost every party has a male leader.
Oh yeah, yeah.
and of course now it's a special case, because now because of the election law, we are basically turning into a two-party system, because the opposition, it is forced that the opposition has to be united. And now the TISA party united it in a peculiar way,
oh, yeah.
but it seems to be kind of efficient way. Of course, we will see by the end of the day how successful it is. But what we see, that with this election law, there is no other way. So the diversity cannot be there,
right?
Because otherwise you cannot compete against Fidesz.
One of my favorite metaphors in this topic is that patriarchy is a triangle and matriarchy is a circle, and I think that applies to this kind of system as well. Like, I cannot imagine, like, I kept playing with this idea of an all female government, just to switch it around, and I just couldn't replace the male figures with women, because it just didn't make sense in my head, because I'm sure it wouldn't work like that. Like, can you imagine an all female parliament? Like, what
I think like? I would avoid any extreme. They researchers say that diversity really helps.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see also now, we can talk about global politics,
right.
that they are all like male over 70 years old, you know,
right.
who rule the world and who do the crazy things. And, you know, in Hungary, for example, we have like the gypsy minority, like the Roma people. Where are they in the political decision making? Not to speak of women, this was our topic. Yeah. More than half of the society is, they are women. And it was also a funny picture when there was the demography conference, and in the first three rows there were only males.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Males decided talking about demography, like as if women have had nothing to do with that.
Right.
You know? So,
like, we're the biggest majority in general.
Yes,
women,
we are the biggest majority. We are usually we have higher education. Also, in the schools, girls have better results.
Right.
You know. They are usually the ones who can study better.
What I've heard is it's connected to confidence, like how much confidence we give our children, like how you see like seventh grader boys being like, I'm going to be in the NBA, or I'm going to be one of the best in the world, and women are like, oh, I might be a PE teacher because I really love basketball. So the ambitions that will allow children to have, I think, already set this precedent of what they can achieve later.
Yeah, I can really, I have two daughters, and I always try to encourage them and to tell them that they are nothing less than any other boy in the class. And I think that it has, the school system, it should start at the school system. I totally agree with you, because, and even in the families, you know, when you tell the girls that you should obey, you should do what the others tell, and you cannot have your own ideas, or, you know, like, you have to serve others, you have to be nice, you have to smile, you have to please others. So there are some key sentences that we push on the girls, and we don't acknowledge them for if they behave like that, if they behave nicely. And boys are allowed to do whatever, you know.
Okay, they're courageous, they're fast,
yeah.
they're brave, and girls
they
are
can experiment with
nice.
Things,
yeah.
they can find out whatever. And I think it is also a little bit the responsibility of the families, the schools, but the whole, you know, it depends a lot on the government as well, because what people see from the top leaders, they think that they can do a similar way. So yeah, it's a very complex problem.
Yeah, and it's like so surprisingly inspiring to see women in politics in general. Like the president of New Zealand, for example, I think she's a wonderful person, and every time I see any videos of her, I keep feeling that I'm lenient towards her, because it's so nice to see someone to look up to like that. Yeah, it's very important to have representation.
Yes, that was also once somebody asked me if I can name model figures, like model politician figures, female. And unfortunately, in Hungary, I really have to think, because there are not enough. Like, you cannot see these role models. And also in the school books, if you look at the history book, you look at the literature book, we have male poets, we have male heroes from history, mm-hmm. and you really have to search to find a woman who played a role in some kind of historical event.
And it's just the records, isn't it? Like, they just recorded, I just read a couple of books about this, like how many historical female figures have been like basically erased forcibly from history. Like, it's such
yes,
a great problem.
And there are a lot of women who played an important role in the Hungarian history, but they are not in the school books. And this is also a problem, that the girls don't have that idea, because I see, I don't know, the Rákóczis, I see the kings and whatever,
the revolutionaries, yeah.
And they don't think that they could become an important person later on. So this, I think it should be a little bit, we would need a holistic approach, and to look at this, and it would really do a lot of good to Hungarian politics.
That's for sure. Wow. But also, like, looking around the world, like global politics, I'm looking at America, for example, they have a couple of females in the Republican Party, but that also, for me, it feels like such a weird and distorted, like, that's just like a weird messaging to have female figures that are like that and that comply to the male standards to that level.
Yeah, especially with such a president. I mean, I'm really wondering how a woman can vote for Donald Trump at all.
Even with family policies that could be.
Yeah, but also in Hungary you can see that in Fidesz there are some women politicians, some female politicians who are really, really supporting 120% that kind of ideology, which is really not, or a party which doesn't deal with women issues, you know, as the Prime Minister said. So I think that even in among the Republicans, they find the right people who are willing to play this role, because they also need those people. But just recently, I read the book of Michelle Obama about the story of the presidency of Obama, of Barack Obama, and it was really interesting how she put it, because the U.S. can be also kind of a conservative society. So the U.S. has also these difficulties, even though we consider it a longer democracy, or you know, where democratic values are more present. But it's not also for black people. Of course, Michelle Obama wrote also from